This is the son of PCJ.
You know, it's absolutely amazing. We're now the month of December, a few more weeks to go, then Christmas, and then followed by the new year, and then we will be in 2012. Where has it gone? And like every year, I find the months of October and November the ones that go by the quickest, and of course, December as well. Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome, everyone, to your program, Happy Station. It's very nice to have you with us. Today, we do have a special guest on the program. His name is Daniel Calveca, and he's a jazz drummer, also pop drummer, from Italy. And he's going to be joining us on the program to talk about an interesting project that he was involved with earlier this year called Colors of the Red Sun. Yes, well, stay tuned. You'll find out more. Now, this past week, of course, it became summer. Well, maybe not in your part of the world, but this past Wednesday, or I should say Thursday, was the first day, the first official day of summer all the way down under in Australia. So to begin with our first piece of music today, I would like to dedicate this to our Aussie fans who are now welcoming the summer. Here's Chad and Jeremy with Summer Song.
Trees swaying in the summer breeze, showing off their silver leaves as we walked by. Soft kisses on a summer's day, laughing all our cares away, just you and I. Sweet sleepy warmth of summer nights, gazing at the distant lights in the starry sky. They say that all good things must end someday. Autumn leaves must fall. But don't you know, me so to say goodbye to you. Wish you didn't have to go. No, 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 no. And when the rain beats against my window pane, I'll think of summer days again and dream of you. Say that all good things must end someday. Autumn leaves must fall. But don't you know that it hurts me so to say goodbye to you? Wish you didn't have to go. No, 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 no. When the rain beats against my window pane, I'll think of summer days again and dream of you. And dream of you.
Chad and Jeremy with Summer Song, going out to all our Australian friends who celebrated the first day of summer this past Thursday. Now, last week on the program, I said that we would have scheduled the November edition of our look at the great big bands of the 20th century. And I said there was a technical problem. Well, that technical problem has persisted. As much as we tried and tried and tried to save it, well, there was nothing that we can do. Well, it had to do, with a hard drive that kind of went kaput on us, so we lost it. but not to worry, because we still have all the original material, so that means we will have to do it and re-record it again. So, initially I did plan to take this week off, but it didn't seem to work out that way. Anyway, if you wish to get in touch with us, of course, our email is hs@pcjmedia.com. That's hs@pcjmedia.com. And we have a very interesting contest that is taking place for our 83rd anniversary. You can find all the details at our website, www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. Harry Belafonte, jumping in the line.
Shake your body line, shake, Sinora, shake it all the time. Work, Sinora, work your body line, child. Work, Sinora, work it all the time. My girl's name is Sonora, I tell you friends I adore her. And when she dances, oh brother, she's a hurricane in all kinds of weather.
Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake your body line.
Shake, shake, shake,
Sinora, shake it all the time.
Work, Sinora, work your body line. Work, Sinora, work it all the time. You can talk about cha-cha, the tango, waltz, or the rumba. Sinora's dance has no title. You jump in the saddle, hold on to the bridle.
Jump in the line, rock your body in time.
Okay, I believe you.
Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Jump in the line, rock your body in time.
Okay, I believe you.
Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake your body line, child.
Shake,
Sinora, shake it all the time.
I tell you, work, Sinora, work your body line.
Work, Sinora, work it all the time.
Now let me give you a warning, from evening till early morning. When Sinora, she gets the notion, she shake down the moon and stir up the ocean.
Jump in the line, rock your body in time.
Okay, I believe you.
Jump in the line, rock your body in time.
Oh,
jump in the line, rock your body in time.
Okay, I believe you.
Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Shake, Sinora, shake your body line.
Work, Sinora,
work it all the time.
Dance, Sinora, dance it all the time.
Work, Sinora, work it all the time.
Sinora dances calypso, left to right is the tempo. When she get the sensation, she go up in the air, come down in slow motion.
Jump in the line, rock your body in time.
Okay, I believe you.
Jump in the line, rock your body in time.
Jump
in the line, rock your body in time.
Okay, I believe you.
Jump in the line, rock your body in time.
shake, 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 Sinora, shake your body line.
Shake, shake, shake,
Sinora, shake it all the time.
Jump in the line, Harry Belafonte. Now, many of you probably have heard a different recorded version of that song that he did in the 1950s. Well, this is from an album called Calypso and Brass that he recorded in the early 1960s that was recorded in stereo. And he redid all of his big hits from the 50s in stereophonic sound and had more of a Vegas feel to it. A lot of people don't like the album so much, but I do. It's quite entertaining, actually. It's something I could say about it. There's a lot of other great numbers on it that I think we have played on the past on the program. All right. My special guest on the show today is Italian drummer Daniel Cavaca, who plays a very amazing style of jazz drum. Very young, he's now studying in the United States, and I caught up with him on Skype recently, and we bring you that interview and some of the music now.
Thank you.
I want to first begin by asking you, you started to play music at a very young age. You're around 6 years old, and you chose the drums as your instrument. Was there something about the drums that you found attractive, was there another reason behind it?
Well, I was in love with the drums. First time I saw this teacher play the drums on the stage in my town when I was 6 years old. And from there, I just started to play everything I found, even my house. I didn't have a drum set, but I used everything I found in my kitchen, you know, like the stuff you used to cook or anything I found. I just started to play, and you know, I felt really, really like in love with this, with the rhythm. So from there, my parents, after a little while, they saw that I was really in this passion. I was in love with the music, with the making rhythm. I was fell in love with this, so they bought me a drum set, and from there I just follow my life like playing drum set all the time.
When you were that age and you were going, say, in the kitchen or in other parts of the house and just hitting things and making music, did your family say to you, "Keep it down, stop it"?
Yeah, all the time. Yeah. Fortunately, my house it's big enough to let me play in my own room. So yeah, my parents understood this well, and still they still understand when I visit my home back in Italy, and I used to play, a lot. So they understand this.
When did you decide that you wanted to do this as a career?
Actually, I decided pretty soon. At the beginning, I started to focus on classical music in Italy. So I started to study at the conservatory in Parma. And after the conservatory, I moved in another academy in Milano, where I was still studying classical music. Then finally, there wasn't a direct connection with the drum set in classical. So I decided to move outside Italy and focus really much on jazz music and composition. But anyway, my first interest was drum set. And so I moved to Berkeley to make this audition for the scholarship. And I won a scholarship, so I finally moved here to study this kind of music and complete my knowledge in music, yes.
Something that you hear quite often from other artists, they could be vocalists or play a different instrument. Many times when they're starting off and they're studying the music, they will listen to, let's say, legends of that music form. When you were growing up, and getting more familiar with the different styles of percussion that are involved in the many different music forms, did you listen to, let's say, other legends, let's say like Gene Krupa or Buddy Rich or others?
Yeah, I listened to many drummers. I had a track during my ears, you know, where you grow up when you are young. You usually, in my case, I will listen to groups like rock groups like AC/DC or, you know, Rolling Stones or even like Dream Theater, any groups. Then from there, I start to listen to drummers like, you know, Vinnie Colaiuta, like Steve Gadd, which is still one of my favorite drummers in pop and rock music. And then focusing more on jazz, one of my favorite drummers was, and it's still Jacques Dejonette. There's a lot. I can't actually tell you a small list. I can just say one of my favorite is for sure Jacques Dejonette. And even Jon Christensen, I can tell you Paul Motion, focusing on jazz.
Is there any part of, let's say, what they do that if you're in a recording session or you're on stage, is there any part of, let's say, what they did and what they've done that influences you in your own style of playing?
I can say that one of the video I saw playing even a concert with Jacques Dejonette, who was playing with the Keith Jarrett Trio, he really inspired me on his way to play, because he always follow the music in a really, I can say, melodical way, like not thinking about, like sometimes drummer do, like use technical skills on the drum set. I really like his way to play on the music, following the melody of the piano, following the harmony part of the piano and the double bass. So yeah, it's really hard to explain in which way he inspired me, but that's the only thing I can say, like in a musical way, like this drummer that follow the music as he's playing a piano as well instead of a drum set. I like this connection with between a drum set and the piano.
When you're playing, is there any particular style that you enjoy the most? Do you enjoy, for example, going into a session or a live environment and there are no charts and they just tell you, just go ahead, just do it?
Yeah, I really like that. I really prefer that instead of read music, because yeah, you have enough space to improve yourself and always, yeah, you know, deal with something new, and that's a great way to explain, and so the musician can you know, discover your way to play. Usually when you have a chart, it's good, you can show yourself as a good professionist, a good drummer, but you know, you have to play what is written on the chart. So sometimes that doesn't allow you to express yourself enough. And so I really like to play freely without any chart, totally free, for sure.
The latest project that you're involved in is with Claudio Scogliari, an absolutely fantastic drummer. How did you meet him?
I met him when I was playing with like more than 5 years ago with other bands. I was recording as a studio drummer with some rock bands, and in the area in the studio I met Scogliari. He was planning to make a new CD, and I have to mention that he made other CDs before this one that we made together. It was like Reflex and Dream and Emotion of City, my 14 songs. And then he planned to make this new CD, but he wanted to share this with another musician. So he found me and he asked me, "Do you want to record with me? And it's going to be like a new experiment." So we met after a while and in the studio with the two drum set and set up, and we start to record just with the two drum set. And after one day, we already recorded some the tunes that now are part of the CD. And we just follow like some pre-recorded tracks, and even without pre-recorded tracks. Then in a second time, we add, like in the really last part of the recording, we add the trumpet, the vibraphone, the bass, and the piano.
So when you went into the studio then, didn't have charts, or did you just say, okay, let's see what we can do? Was that the kind
exactly,
of situation?
That was exactly the situation. I was asking him, do we have a chart? Do we have something that I have to read? Do you have any indication, any instruction about the music we are going to play? But he just said, you know, yeah, sit on your drum set and just play with me, you know? So he's like a kind of new experience for me that way, because I never played this kind of music before. So he introduced me in this new experience, in this new kind of music.
The way you described it, it sounds as if the recording session was a lot more laid back than, let's say, a rock or pop session.
Yeah, actually, I can say that, just because when you record any chart with rock bands or anyway, you have a specific instruction. You have a track to follow. You have a beat, so you have to record like following roles. In this recording session, there were not any roles. We just sit down and open our minds in music and finding you know, notes and rhythm and melodies. So it was a new way to play for me, because a drum's supposed to usually support the melody, support the music that other instruments are playing. In this case, the drum sets were like the most character of the music of the CD. So it has a different role as usual, like a melodic role, an harmonic role, not just the supporter of a groove, you know, of the rhythm. So it's a really complicated role, I can say.
Something that I noticed, and I've listened to the CD in full quite a number of times since you sent it, mm-hmm. is that it doesn't really fit into any specific category. What I mean is that some people would say it fits into jazz. Some people would say it fits into avant-garde. Some people might say it fits into world music. Yeah. It encompasses so many different styles that all come together. And, I mean, you know as well as I do, jazz is not just one thing. It also is world music. It also
exactly.
is experimental. It also is alternative. It also is classical. Was this something that was intended when making this album?
I think, there's not actually an intention, right? Because, as you say, there's no specific, there's no way to classify this music. That probably the most interesting thing. I mean, that we think about this music, that it's a mix of classical and jazz, modern or old jazz. It's like a really mix and blend of different styles. So there's no way, I think, to classify this music and say this is modern jazz or this is you know, avant-garde. I mean, most of the reviews that we had about this city, journalists say this is a modern jazz, but you know, modern jazz, it's a really general term. It's not specific. So I would say, yeah, we can say this is like a sort of modern jazz influenced by classical melodies and rhythm, you know, ethnic rhythms mixed together. It's really hard to say in a word.
When you were making this, was there at any point during the recording that you both looked at each other and went, okay, this is it. This is the formula. This is what we're doing.
Yeah, we definitely found that point every time we finish a track. And we look at each other in front of the mixer, in front of the computer, listening to the music. And I think, yeah, there's a point where you feel that there's the right energy, the right groove you feel in the track you recorded. So when we found that energy, that feeling together, both me and Claudio, we just say, yes, this is it. Even if you find maybe like a really, really small mistakes in the rhythm, you know, it's actually part of the composition.
For yourself, being so young and working with Claudio, was this almost like a learning experience for you to work with a drummer who has such a phenomenal reputation?
This is an honor for me to work with him. And yeah, it was a really, really nice experience, even because, you know, I had an important role in this city, because I dialogue with my drums, with his drums. So we are both part of the most important part of the city. And then I even record as a soloist the vibraphone, which I studied before and in which I'm still playing now. And then I start to play bass. And I had occasion to record it on the city. So I have to say thanks to him. And I have to say, again, it's a great honor for me.
Do you have any concert dates coming up this year?
Actually, right now we are, as long as I'm here at Berkeley studying for this semester, and Claudio right now is going to play in Abu Dhabi in the United Emirates Arabs with an orchestra in Italy. So for now we are just promoting the city, and in this summer we are going to start to book some concert. So right now the project, it's like at the beginning, and we are in the promotion phase. So we don't have a concert right now, but we are going to have news from this summer when we are going to even record the second CD. So we're going to wait for the second recording. Mm-hmm. Which is going to be interesting, because it's going to be a totally new experience. And so it could be totally different from the first CD. So we are excited about this, but you know, we want to see what's happening with the second one.
The CD is called Colors of Red Island. It's available on Principal Records. You'll find a link for Claudio and Danielle at our website at pcjmedia.com. Danielle, thank you very much for joining us on the program.
Thank you too. It's a pleasure to be here.
And that was my conversation with Italian drummer Daniel Calvica here on your program, Happy Station. Our website, www.pcjmedia.com, will have a link to the album that we just heard, as well as the other projects that he is involved with. Just look for this show for December 3rd, 4th, and 5th, and you'll find the information there. Well, coming up actually very soon at the end of the month is going to be the Happy Station Christmas show, and that'll be airing on the 24th, 25th, and 26th of December. So I thought that for our last piece of music today, we would have a little bit of seasonal music to put us in the mood. Here's Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet with Sleigh Ride.
Okay, Edie, y'all set?
All set.
Let's go.
Okay. Look out! Look out!
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring-ting-tingling too.
Ting-tingling too.
Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Together with you.
Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you who.
They're calling you who.
Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Together with you. Giddy-up, 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 let's go. Let's look at the show. We're riding in a wonderland of snow.
Giddy-app, 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 it's grand, just holding your hand.
We're gliding along with the song of a wintry fairyland.
Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy and cozy are we.
Nice and cozy are we.
We're snuggled up together like birds of a feather should be.
That's how it should be.
Let's take that road before us and sing a chorus or two.
Sing a chorus or two.
Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Together with you.
There's a birthday party at the home of Farmer Gray. It'll be the perfect ending of a perfect day.
We'll be singing the songs we love to sing without a single stop at the fireplace while we watch the chestnuts pop.
Pop, pop, pop. There's a happy feeling nothing in the world can buy when they pass around the coffee and the pumpkin pie.
It'll nearly be like a picture print of career and eyes.
These wonderful things are the things we remember all through our lives. Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring-ting-tingling too.
Ting-tingling too.
Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Together with you.
Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you who.
They're calling you who.
Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Together with you.
Sleigh ride,
sleigh ride.
Composition by Leroy Anderson, there performed by Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet with Sleigh Ride. And the Happy Station Christmas show, of course, is coming up at the end of the month. And by special request, we're going to have two things that we've been repeating over the holiday season that many of you enjoy. And that is the story of how the Grinch stole Christmas and 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, as well as some well-known holiday favorites, as well as some unknown holiday favorites as well. And that's coming up at the end of the month. Before we go, I just want to remind you again of, for example, our Facebook page. Well, that's right, we're on Facebook. Well, PCJ is. Just do a search for PCJ Radio or Media in Facebook. Click on Join the Group and, well, that's it. That's all you need to do. And come in and take part in some interesting conversations and on interesting topics. You can also contact us anytime via our website. Just go to www.pcjmedia.com and you'll see a link that says Email Keith. You just have to put your details and that's it. Or you can send us an email directly. Our email address is HS, which of course stands for Happy Station, at pcjmedia.com. That's HS at PCJmedia.com. Just a few quick program notes. This week on Media Network Plus, heard, of course, on the World Radio Network and many other forms of transmission, we're going to be going inside North Korea. And that's on this week's edition of Media Network Plus. And by the way, you can catch the show on Shortwave to Europe Saturdays at 18:30 UTC on 7590 kilohertz. DRM. And we actually had a fair amount of listeners who tuned in last week on DRM, so seems to be going quite well for us, so do tune in. Also, the World Radio Network, you can find out all the broadcast details of the program at our website. Just check it out online, www.pcjmedia.com. Anyway, that's it. That's all we have time for. So on behalf of everyone that put the program together, this is Keith Parent saying so long, take care, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, and sayonara.
My name's Colin Newell, and I'm the editor and creator of DXR.ca. Since the mid-90s, DXR.ca has been the go-to website for timely resources for the DXR, SWL, and broadcast listener. If you're looking for unbiased reviews of the most modern receivers and antennas, or are interested in participating in some of the more lively online forums all about radio, then come on by. DXR.ca, a world-band radio website.